Viter and Shas here in Bava Kamadaf Lamid Dalloping Amon Lamid Gilmal Bays by the bottom of the page. The third line way up, and that is the last one line by the two dots. Amar. We mentioned yesterday a Bryson, and we're breaking it down. Michar Machar, we have an animal, it's a Tam. An ox, it's Tam, meaning it doesn't usually gore, but now it goes in a gores. And before it stands up for judgment, the guy sells it. Luridya, if he sells it for plowing, then it works, right? Mechor, mechor, it actually works. Hikdisha, muktash, if he's maktash it, then it is muktash. And that is kid Rabbi Avo, like Rabbi Bishum to Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo said that people shouldn't think that you're able to go ahead and just take it out of hektish with nothing. So Rashi says you got to give it davar mu'ah to take it out. Shchato, and the son of a matana mashasa, I say if he shechted or gave us a matana, what he did, it was done. It makes sense what he did in reference to plowing. But if he shechted it, then why do we say what he's done is done? Says Rashi, and that is that we were thinking what it means is that the one that got damaged is no longer to go and collect the animal because this part can't be talking about plowing. So therefore it says, well, why not? Lacy the style may bisser. Why can't he go and take from the meat? The tiny ones in a brisa chai. When the Torah says they're gonna go, you can sell it, it's talking about when it's live. Ainly alachai. Shchato mina. I haven't known that if you shechted it, that we go and we sell it and we pay the damage from the meat. Tamaloma machu is a shore mikomakum. And they sell it in all places. So therefore we also be able to go ahead and give them the value of the meat. Amrav Shizvi lo nitzucha elo lipchas shchita. It's talking about with the value that goes down, but they're the shchita. Rashi says, Mashe nifchisu damav. So that was the value of the money goes down with the shechita, ain't a mazik mishalim, the damager doesn't have to go and pay. And that's what it's telling you, he's putter from paying the value of depreciation. Amr of Hunaber Rabbi Yeshua, Zosomeris, what it means to say is, hamazik, shibudo shel chavero, putter. If someone goes and they damage the thing that's the shibud, the thing that's lean, that's in the property, if they want, they can come and take it. If it's in your property in the meantime, it's, you go and you damage it, then you're going to be putter, you're off the hook. Says more pshita, obviously. Why do you need Rav Huna to say such an idea? Rav says, pshita de mehacha shaminan la, below mimer de Rav Huna. You don't need Rav Huna speaking up and telling us that. I'm Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Zos HaMeres. I mean, obviously, that's what it's saying. No, Ma'ad Tema, you would have thought, if Rav Huna didn't say that, then we would say, Hasam hu da'amar lei lo chasartich v'lamidi. Over there in the case where they shechted the ox, then the guy could say, hey, listen, you don't lose anything. All it took away is a little bit of wind, meaning it's breathing, but it's still right in, you could take it. In general, in a situation where he destroys the lien entirely, then he has to be going to be chayiv. Kamash Malan, even if he destroys it entirely, he's going to be off the hook, he's going to be potter. Says Gemara, Hanami Rabba Amr. It says, what do I need Rav Huna for? Rabba already said that. Dama Rabba, Hasarif Shtarasav Shel Chavero Pater. Someone who burns the shtar of his friend is going to be Pater, even though destroying this takes away his ability to go and now get this lien. Now, Rabba says straight up, you even destroyed entirely, you're not going to be Chayiv. Obviously, Rav Huna, you didn't need to tell us this. Why are you telling us this? Come on, Ma'ad Tema. If we didn't have Rav Huna, you would have said, Hasam Hu Dama Lei Niyar Ba'alma Kaleminach. Over there, you could say, oh, all I did was get rid of a piece of paper. That's all I burned up is a piece of paper. So, but the property, I wasn't involved. I didn't touch. Aval heicha dechafer baboros sichen baboros sechay. But in the case where he digs up pits and makes these holes in these pit in these caves, starts to chopping up the whole field, then you say he's going to be chayiv because it's clear over there. Like it's not just a piece of paper. He destroyed the ruined the field there. Maybe over there you're going to say you're chayiv. Kamash v'lan. Therefore, if Huna comes to say nope in all cases, the ha hacha command of chafer baboros sichen baboros. So here, this case when you shech the animal. It's like, you dug up pits over here and all these parts of the field. And because you see it clearly, v'ka'amar masha asoy, and yet nonetheless, Rav Huna is saying that what you did. Then for anything similar to that, you're not going to be chayiv for destroying the thing that you have. If you destroy the shibud, you're gonna be putter for having to pay it. Bishlam hizagad shalochav. Okay, now this makes sense that the ox damaged before the owner is now chayiv to anybody else. I totally just skipped. Okay, kadmu bale chovos. Let's say you have a case where the bale chovos, this guy who owns an ox that now damaged. So let's say I own an ox, and my ox comes along and damages your, and now you can go and take it, go to din, whatever it is. But not only did I damage you, but I also owe money to somebody else, and I didn't pay him yet. So now, kadmum balei chovos, if those that I owe money to come first, v'gbiu, and they take it, bein chav ad shelo hizik, bein hizik ad shelo chav, loas of lo klum. Whether it's bein chav, whether it's that I owed the money to that person before my ox damaged, or I did it after I already damaged, I owe it to him, loss of a loklum, lefishen mishalim elamigufo. Nothing has happened over here, meaning if the balchov comes along and he comes and takes the ox, it doesn't work because the damage gets paid from the actual lefishen mishalim elamigufo. Gets paid from the actual ox himself. This is a Gemara. Hold on one second. Bishlama. Hizik ad shelo chav. If you're dealing with the case where my animal damaged your stuff before I owed anyone else money, so then in such a case, nizakin kadmu. So, you know, you go before the guy who's collecting the money. What about the flip of al chav ad shelo hizik? If really I owed money to someone else before it damaged, then bal chav kadmu, really, he should go before you. Why is it that you go before him? Deep turn the page. La medalit. Amud Aleph, Vafilu Hizik Achelochav. And even in a case where, let's say, the ox damaged before I owed money, Bal Chov Kadim. If the Bal Chov comes the first and takes it, why does he have to give it up? Why are you saying he didn't do anything? Shema Mina, Bal Chov Meuchar Shekadim Vigava Mashagava Lo Gava. Do you want a Taina? Then in the case where Bal Chov, where this is a Gemara in Ksuvus, and it's a machlokas over there. And that is talking about a case of, let's say, you have two balei chov. There's bal chov number one and bal chov number two. So really, I owe bal chov number one first, but bal chov number two comes and he takes the stuff before. And what do we say over there? We seem to bring the Gemara over there, both different opinions. And now over here we seem to be saying, that of a bal chov, me'ocha, shakadu, me'gava, ma'shagava, lo'gava. You're saying it doesn't work? Is that what we're passing? So that's Gemara, lo. Le'olam emer lecha, Mashagava Gava. If he does take it, he jumps in and takes it, then it does work. It works. And similarly, the Balchov also. Mashang Hasam, in the case of the ox that's coming from, you know, from the guy who owed the money, that's a different case. Why? Dharma Lahu, because the one who got damaged can say to that guy, the Balchov, Ilu Gabach Hava Lominach Hava Gavile. If the ox was by you, wouldn't I have come and collected it from you for damage? In other words, I'm owed from the ox, and therefore I give it to me from the ox. The high Torah, the ox can be named Mishtalimne, because the ox had damaged me, I can go take as payment. Therefore, in this particular instance, not to go back to the Gemara Suvis over there at Sadi Dal, I think we said, but rather to understand that in this particular case, what's going to happen is no matter what, it's going to be this guy is going to be able to get it. The Nizak can be able to get it before the Baal Chov. Okay. Tana Rabban on Shor Shava Masayim Shanagach Shor Shava Masayim. Let's say if one ox that's worth 200 zuz, and it gores another ox that's worth 200 zuz, v'chava ba chamishim zuz, and it caused a injury that it lowered it by 50 zuz. So now my shor is 200. It goes against yours, and now yours is only worth 150. V'shavach v'amad al arbamia zuz, and the animal that got injured now goes up in value, and now it's worth 400 zuz. She'il male ziko haya omed al shmonimia zuz. If my ox hadn't hurt yours, then it wouldn't have gone to 400, it would have gone up to 800. Now, we know that I'm going to be chayv to pay you chatzi nezik if it's a short time. So noticing kishas nezik, I have to give you, I have to pay you. I think how much the loss was at the time of the damage. So at the time of the damage, the amount of damage is 50, so I have to pay half of that, which is 25. And I can't say, like, oh, don't worry about it, because, like, the value went up much more, and therefore you didn't really lose out. And it's just because Rashi points out the residual effects are still felt, because it would have been worth 800. Kachash kishas hamada badin. But let's say the ox that my ox injures your ox, and now it goes down, the value goes down afterwards. I have to pay according to the amount of loss at the time that it stood to be judged. that is, if the value goes down and down, then I have to wait until the actual, at the time the judgment goes on, how much it was, then you're going to pay that. Shavach mazik, let's say the value of the ox that damaged, in other words, mine, goes out and goes up afterwards, no sin lo kishas nezek, then I have to pay to you according to the value at the time that it was, that the damage actually occurred. Rashi explains that shavach mazik v'amen al dalid meos no sin lo chaf he zuz kishas nezek like the time of the nezek. V'en yochol nizak lomar, then the one who got damaged can't say, meaning you can't say tainli chelik shminis shabo, give me a chelik of the eighth of the value, which is a chisi bo. You don't say that. Well, since you have to pay me 25, so value of the of your cow at the time was 200 and went up to 400. So what you owed me of 25 now went up X amount. So you multiply that X in order to get it. You don't say that. Rather, I have to pay you shasa nezek. Kachash. If the value goes down, then you pay only at the time if it was, you know, put up to din. Like we said before, Amar Shevach Mazik Nosin Kishas Hanezek. That case we just brought, where it went up from 200 to 400. So that case, Shevach Mazik Nosin Kishas Hanezek, you only do at the time of the Nezek happened. And that is two. It was at 200, and the thing was where it became from 200 to 150. Your axe, therefore, I take half of that and I pay it to you. Bani Rabbi Shmali. Who does that go like? It goes going to Rabbi Shmali. Damar Baal Chov Hu Vizuzehu Demasiklei. He said that the damaged party is considered now a Baal Chov, and therefore you have a claim against me for money. Amasifa. So you become someone that I now like a creditor to me. I owe money to you. And you have a claim of money. If it goes down, if it depreciates, you only pay according to the value. The time you put it for din to see what it is, that's also in Rabbi Akiva. That goes according to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Shutfin in Hus, that they're partners. We saw this machlokas on Lamed Gimel. Reish Rabbi Shmuel, Sefer Rabbi Akiva? What do you want to say? The Reish Rabbi Shmuel, they flips off which one is which. It's Gemara, lo, Kule Rabbi Akiva. Really? The entirety is Rabbi Akiva. Even the Reisha is Rabbi Akiva. V'hacha b'mayiskinan, what are we dealing with over here? What's the case? What are we dealing with that which we said, that if the ox that damaged went up in value, he only pays according to the value it was originally? Kishapitmo. We're dealing with a case where the owner fattened up the cow, and that's why it went up in value. Not that it's time went up in value, but through the money that he placed into it, Rashi says, "Ukshapito mazik l'shor v'chaser mamono l'shvuche." Hilkach lo shakal nizak b'shivcha. The nizak doesn't get the shevach in there because it was paid out of pocket from the mazik owner. Says Gemara, "Ikishapitmo." If that's what you're talking about, in case you're fatting it up, the name of Reisha. Let's look at the Reisha. Shachach va'amar al arba me'oz zuz nosin lo kishas nezek. If the value of the one that got ruined went up and went to 400 zuz, then the mazik pays the nizak chetzi according to what it was at the time of the damage. But ikishapitmo tzricha lemeimar. Wrong trap. Ikishapitmo tzricha lemeimar. If we're talking about a case where the owner fattened up this cow here, do you even have to say that the mazik has to pay according to the loss of the time of the damage? Why would you think he pays more? It's nothing to do with him. It says in the Gemara, Papa Reisha Mishkachas La Bein Bepatma Patume Bein B'Shavcha Memela. The first case is in accordance with whether the owner fattened it up himself or it went up by himself, just the price went up. And the Iker point is to tell you, and when it went up by itself, then you have to pay like the time of the Nezek. Safe low mishkachas la elik shapitmo. The safer segment of the case, only when the guy actually fattened up himself and saying that he's not going to have to pay for that. That the Baal doesn't have to pay it over, but the Nezek doesn't get that stuff that the Baal fattened up. Now, what about when it says kachas kishas amad abedin? If the condition we're talking about here, that the nizak, the ox that got the smack, that mine injured your ox, and if yours gets worse after the damage, then the mazik, meaning me, has to pay according to the value of the loss at the time they work out with the judgment. Kachash machmas mai. Now, what does it mean that it gets worse? How does it get worse? That I'm going to have to pay more. Elam in the kachash machmas malach, if you want to say, because through work, lemele atmechashavani yavana. Let the mazik come and say that you're, to the nizak, you're the one who did it and I have to pay. You worked your animal up to his injury. It's not my fault that you worked it and caused it to get more. So it got worse and worse. It got deteriorated. It was deteriorating because of the first smash that my ox hit yours. And therefore, I'm going to be chayiv to pay if it gets worse. The amalei karnu the torah kavira bay. Because the nizak can say, the horn of your ox is Kavir Bay is buried inside of mine, meaning that's what caused it to get damaged and continue to deteriorate. Zog the next Heilige Mishnah. Shor Shava Masayim Shanagach Shor Shava Masayim. I have a shor that's worth 200 zuz. You got a shor that's worth 200 zuz. My shor comes and goes in ahead. V'ein, oh, that's how we said so. Oh, yeah, and my shor is Nagach, your shor. It goes and rams and gores your shor. Not ram, because it's a shore. Get it? Anyway. Vein it axis. Vein ha nevela yafaklum. And the body of this dead ox now is worth nothing. Amr Mir says, Al zeh nemar, on that the pasuk says, Umachru es ashor achai v'chatzu es kaspo. On this it said, Al zeh nemar, they shall sell the live ox and divide its money. Rashi comes and explains that Dahainu chatzi nezek, right? The damage equals the value of the live ox. So if you selling and dividing, when you sell and you divide it between the two of them, then they both are sharing in the loss of air. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi says back, v'chein halacha, and this is the halacha. We have to know the whole pasuk that's being dealt with over here. The pasuk says v'chiyigov shor. Shor ish, shor e'u, when my shor goes and hits my friend's shor, omeis, and he dies, umachru es ha-shor achai, we sell the one that's alive, v'chatzu es kaspo, and then divide the money, v'chatzu es kaspo, v'gam es ha-meis echatzun, and the dead one also, they end up dividing. So now the Mishnah says, kiyamtu umachru es ha-shor achai, v'chatzu es kaspo. Now you have upheld the part that says they shall sell the live ox and divide its money. And we didn't fulfill the part that says the dead one is also going to be divided. Like the pasuk can't be talking to the case in which it's not worth anything since it says that they should divide it. So which is the case that this pasuk is talking about? Zeshor shava masayim, shor shava masayim. If my shor is worth 200, hits another, your shor is 200. Vanavela yafa chamishim zuz. And now the nevela, the dead body, is worth 50. Shezeno telchatzi achai v'chatzi ames. This one takes half of the live and half of the dead. Vzeno telchatzi achai v'chatzi ames. And this one takes half of the live and half of the dead. What comes out from the case we just described is that the damage comes out to 100. And 50 zuz, the damager has to pay 75, chatzin hezek, and the damaged one has to lose out 75. So it comes out that both of them together, the live animal and the dead animal, is 250 zuz. And if you sell both of them and divide it, each one is going to get 125 zuz, and each is going to end up losing 75 zuz. Let's just sum up that mishnah one more time, that if you have a shor that's 200, it hits another one that's 200 zuz, and now the nevela is worth nothing. So we know the halacha is to pay chatzin nezek, right? So what ends up happening is that he has to now pay 100 zuz to the guy. So you sell the one that's worth 200, and each one gets 100 of it, and you're good to go. And Rabbi Huda says that's going to be halacha, and we upkept one part of the Mishnah, but didn't the pasuk, but not another one. And then we explain what that other case is. So now that is what Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Meir. Now we see what Rabbi Meir says back. Tanu Rabbanim. Shor Shava Masayim. Tanu Shor Shava Masayim. A 200er hits a 200er. But a Vela Yafa Chamishim Zuz. Now the Vela is only worth 50. So what happens? Zen Notel Chatzi HaChai VeChatzi HaMeis. They split it because he's worth Sabi Chatzi Nezik. So he takes half of the life, half of the dead. Vezeh Chatzi HaMeis. Vezeh Shor ha'amor b'torah.
And this is the case when they say that a shorish and nagach that said in the Torah, Divri Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Omer, he says back, Ein ze shorim of the Torah, that's not what it's talking, that's not the shorish that's mentioned in the Torah. Ella, shorish of Messiah, shenagach, shorish of Messiah, vein avelia for klum, it's not worth anything. Al zenam o machu es ashor achai v'chot shu estah, kaspo. Elamani mekayim v'gamas ha-meisei chazum, what does it mean when it says, and you should also split the dead one? B'chas shepichso misa machasin b'chai. The amount that it goes down in value that death causes to the animal that got nailed, they divide in the value of the live one, meaning the nizak is paid back for half of the difference between the value of his animal during the life and its value after death by selling the live animal. So now, michti, bein Rabbi Meir, bein Rabbi Yehuda, whether you're doing with Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda, in the case that we mentioned where it's 200 hits of 200 and the dead one is not worth 50 zuz, hai mea v'esrim v'chamisha shakil, v'hai mea esrim v'chamisha shakil. Each one takes 125. My benau, so what's the difference between the two of them? Either way, they come out to say the same thing. Amarava p'chasna v'elik benau, the difference is the depreciation of the dead body after the death is a difference. Rabbi Meir savar p'chasna v'elik denizek havei, the depreciation of the dead of this nevela is on the damaged, the one, the nizak, the one that got damaged. It's up to it's on him. Rabbi Yehuda savar p'chas nevela de mazik havei palga. He says that Rabbi Yehuda says that half of the value of the carcass of this dead body has to be dealt with by the damager. That is, who's going to have to deal with the additional loss over here? Amalei Abaye, Abaye says back, one second, M. Cain, if that's really true, then Matsinu Rabbi Yehuda, who comes out, Kum L'Chois HaKun Rabbi Yehuda, beep, turn the page, I'm down on the base, Tam Chamor Mimuad. It turns out that a Tam is going to be more Chamor than a Muad, because by a Muad, we know that the value that it goes down, the depreciation, is totally on the Nizak. But you're saying that in reference to a tam, Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's that the mazik is going to be chayiv for half of it. Says the Gemara, v'chi teima hachinam, and you would say, yeah, no problem. Yeah, a tam is more chamer than a muad. Then, like we learned in a Mishnah, kidetanan, like we learned in a Mishnah, coming up on memheim v'beis, as is l'kaman v'perik shor shenegach dalad v'hei. Then this is talking about an ox that was not really watched carefully, and it got out and gored another one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tam Chayev Umuad Potter. A Tam is going to be Chayev, and a Muad is going to be off the hook. So you see that clearly. You can have that a Tam is more chamer than a Muad. There's a Gemara, right? Because over there, the machlok is what happens over there is Rabbi Yehuda learns out from a pasuk that in the case of a Tam, the owner is going to be Chayev for chatzi nezek, even if he was careful with it, like according to like the minimal amount. But in the case of a mood, is not going to be chayiv if he guarded like that. So Behuda says shows that the tam is more chamer than a muad. If that's what you want to say, then Amar the shamed le the Behuda will say back. When is it true that Behuda says that a tam is going to be more chamer than a muad? Linyan shmira the chsivikrai, only in reference to guarding it, because we have Sukkim that write out the concept that you can have a tam more chamer. But leading tashlum and mishametle, in reference to payment, do we say that Yehuda would say that a tam is more chamer than a muad? V'atanim on ten a bright said Yehuda Omer yachal shor shavim mane shenagach shor shavach hamislaim v'anim ve'lo yafesela. You may have thought to say that if you have an ox that's worth a mana, which you know is 100 zuz, and it goes and it gores an ox that's worth 75. Slime, 75 slime is 20 zuz. So you have 100 zuz one, hits a 20 zuz one. And now the body is worth a sella, which is only 4 zuz. So that it comes out that it's 16 zuz damage over here. That zeno to chatzi achai v'chatzi ameis. So zeno to chatzi achai v'chatzi ameis. That this one takes half of each one. Even though the nizak is there going to end up getting more than how much he actually ended up losing. Amarta, in order to get rid of that, we said, V'chi Muad Lema Yotze. Why do we have a pasuk by Muad outside of that by Tam? Right? We have, when it talks about Tam, we have one pasuk. And then the next pasuk, we go and we talk about Muad. Why do we have to say it specifically? L'achmir lo b'l'hokil lov. Was be more machmir to mekel. Heviyom l'achmir lov. You have to say that it was in order to be more machmir. Right? Why do you say tam, to be more muad? Because in order to be more machmir. Heavy omer, right? Because the owner of the muad has to pay nezek shalim, but the tam only pays chatzi nezek. So now you could say, ma muad eno mashalim ella mashahizek. A muad only pays that which is damaged, right? Straight up pasuk. Tam hakal lo kol shekein. Then a tam which is more mekel, that it's not going to pay even more than it ended up damaging. The point is, we see that Rabbi Yehuda in this instance is calling a tam more mekel than a muad. So obviously, he doesn't say that the owner of a tam is going to be chayv to pay anything that the owner of muad is not going to be chayv to pay. And that would be in particular now having to do with the depreciation of the nevela. So sorry, Rav, that's not how we explain this machlokas. Ella, Amar of Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Shevach Nevela Ikebenai. What's the difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? Shevach Nevela. That is when the dead body, the value goes up after it dies. Damar suffered the Nizakave. Rabbi Meir says that the Nizakave, it belongs to the Nizak. That's the one who got damaged. Rashi, there's the less lahu shum shutfus. There's no shutfus at all. Umar suffered palga. And the other one, Rabbi Yehuda says, half of it goes to the Nizak, and the other one is going to take off the Chiyav of the Mazik. It's going to reduce it from the Chiyav. And we actually see Rav Yochanan's coming out from a different discussion. V'haimnu d'kakashi li Rabbi Yehuda, and this, that's also what Rabbi Yehuda asked. Hashta d'amart, v'haimnu d'kakashi li Rabbi Yehuda, that was a question to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda wants to say, now that you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Chas Rachman, the Torah itself, was merciful towards the Mazik, in reference that he takes a part of the appreciation of the body, Yachal, you may have thought, Shor Shava Chamishlaim, Shenaga Shor Shava Mana, V'Navil Yafa Chamishim Zuz, that if an ox that's worth 5 Selah, which is 20 Zuz, and when it hit an ox that's worth 100 zuz, and the body is worth 50 zuz, zenot chatzi achay v'chatzi ameis, zenot chatzi achay v'chatzi ameis, you'd say we split it half and half, even though the mazik is not going to gain. Amarta, in order to get rid of it, we say heichal metzino mazik niskar shezet niskar. Where do we find? Heichal metzino mazik niskar shezet niskar. Where do we find a damager who gains from the damage? That we should say that this one is going to gain. Says Rashi that Amar Tavchi Heichad Matzino Mazik Niskar She'enu Mashet Klum doesn't learn out any lose out anything. Da'afikav Tekomer Ri Le'el De Mazik Shakil B'Shivcha Tashlumin Chatzin Nezek Mia Iso Mashed. Hashem, the Torah, is not allowing the Mazik to gain and not pay anything. He's just allowing the Mazik, who's going to be Chayev, to lower how much Chiyav he's going to have when the body goes up in value, the dead body. Echem Yisir Maz Niskar, Shazen Niskar. V'omer, and not only that, but it says, Shalem Yishalem, says he shall surely pay. As Rashi says, meaning to say, the double Lashon of Shalem Shalem means there's two types of payments, a tam and a muad, and saying all of these matzavim, the mazik, has to pay, and he's not going to gain. Bailam Shalem, but ain't Bailam Nolten. They have to pay, and they don't actually gain over here. So, the Gemara asks, my v'omer, why does it say, and also it says Shalem Shalem. What about the fact that it says, we never have a damager of prophets, why isn't that enough? And if you want to say, to get rid of this idea that you never find that a damager is going to gain, that's only when the Nizak is going to end up losing. He's not going to lose. Let's say you have an axe, it's worth 20 zuz, and it goes another one that's worth also 20 zuz, and then the body goes up into 30 zuz, which is 10 zuz more than when it's alive, then the mazik also is going to take part of the appreciation of it that goes up in value with the one with the nizik as well. In order to get rid of that thought, He says, and the Omer, it's he's surely going to pay, which he's telling us, Bailam Mishamim, Ve'in Bailam Notlin. They pay, but they don't get. They're not going to gain from this. Now we're backtracking to the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. We brought earlier that Rabbi Meir understood one of the psukim is saying, and the dead one also, they shall divide. He understood that to mean that the Nizak gets paid for half of his loss through the sale of the live ox. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with that, because he understood the pasuk to say that the Nizak gets part of the dead ox and also benefits from its shva as it goes up in value. So now we say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Amar le Rabbi Acha bar Tachlifa le Rava, Im Kain, that the way Rabbi Yehuda says it, that the pasuk is telling him that the Nizak gets part of the dead ox and he's going to benefit from the value of it as it goes up. But see, Rabbi Yehuda, Tam Mishalim Yosem Michatzei Nezek. The Tam's going to end up paying more than we said, this idea of chatzi nezek, of having to pay only half. The Torah Amru, but the Torah Amru tells us, Umachrus Ashura Chai v'chotzus kasper, go and sell it and split the money. So Rav says back, Islay the Rabbi Yehuda. He also holds a pchash pachsu misa machatzin b'chai. The value that it goes down, that the death causes to the animal gagord, they divide in the value of the live one, meaning he's masking to remember that the pasuk is teaching that the nizak is paid back only for half of the loss through the sale of the living animal. Minale, where do we know Behuda that he holds this? Says the pasuk, mi gam es hamesh chatzun. The pasuk says, and the dead one also they shall divide. Vaha apkir Behuda lezeh no techatzi hatzi achai. We ought to use that. It says, no, Im Kain, if that's really true, that the pasuk is coming to teach that the Nizak gets paid, is compensated no more than half of the loss, like Remeir, the Nichtov Kra, V'es Ames. You say, and the dead one, my Vigam, what does it say? And also the dead one, Shema Mina, Tarti, we learn out both principles over here. That which Rabbi Meir darshaned. We also learn out that each, the mazik and the nizik, takes half of the dead animal, the value of it as it goes up. Holy moly, Hashem Yazor, this is a mouthful over here. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.